Good morning. I'm Paul Kohler. I'm the newly elected MP for Wimbledon. The plans of the ALTC were an important issue in the campaign, and the vast majority of my constituents are opposed to them. They love the tennis, they're very proud of the tennis, and simply they want a compromise. They want the All England Club to talk to the community. You'll hear many arguments of detail as to why you should refuse permission. I'm not going to recite those again. We're just to emphasise that everyone agrees this will cause substantial harm to metropolitan open land, and you risk setting a dangerous precedent if you agree to these plans. Secondly, many of the benefits are utterly illusory. Take the permissive park. The permissive park is exactly that. The permission can be given or withdrawn at the whim of the All England Club. They talk about it in perpetuity, but then you ask them, why not divest yourself of the title? And they change the subject, because of course they don't want to really give that park to the community forever. However, I want to emphasise something more fundamental. Call me old-fashioned, but I think promises should be kept. And promises have been made to the community on a number of occasions, and these should be kept. In 1993, when the freehold was sold, this is what the chair, the leader of Merton Council said to the community, where there was afterwards some great hostilities to the sale. I'm totally committed to ensuring this area remains part of Merton's green spaces. Now it is enshrined forever in council minutes. It will show future councils and future residents that when we decide to sell this land, we did so ensuring it be kept as open space, and we did so determined that next owner and any future owner will be denied forever the opportunity to use this space for any development. And the chair of the All England Club at the time, John Curry, said, we completely understand and support everyone's determination, and we purchased the land on that basis. In 2018, when the leases were bought out, when the golf club lease was bought out, the All England Club said, for the avoidance of doubt, there have never been any and never will be any plans to build any structures that would be completely out of character for the ALTC and the championships. Any future proposals will be delivered in partnership with the local community. That's what we're asking for. We're asking for you to keep your word. Simply that. Work with the community. Let's reach a compromise. Politics, we all know, you and I as politicians, we as a politician, you as a former politician, we know that politics is in a bad way. People don't trust politicians, don't trust public bodies. Let's keep our word. Let's actually do what we promised. Let's talk to the community and let's reach a compromise. Thank you.